This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody tell Asante Samuel that at this point, I think we all know he didn't enjoy playing for Bill Belichick. I mean, does he have to? Is it every day, Wiggy?
No, he lets us know
that he's requiring. I mean, yeah, he's tweeting at Lamar Jackson, telling him he doesn't want to come here because he can't stand Bill Belichick.
Right.
Bill Belichick was apparently yelling after Asante Samuel and others after a win, and maybe even after a loss.
Right.
I mean, well, can you imagine?
Well, that is great, right? Isn't that, we talked about the new players. Luckily, Matthew Judon came to the defense of Bill Belichick and then tweeted back at Asante. Can't remember exactly what he said. Like,
hush up. It's different over
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are just certain players, like, when Asante Samuel speaks, I know, like, all right, he didn't like Bill. When Shady McCoy speaks, I know he loves Brady. So you kind of know. And, yeah, Bill's different. You got to have a different mindset to play for Bill. And it all comes down to, where does the hate come from? It comes down to the almighty dollar. That's it. And I think Asante was probably upset at the time that Bill didn't want to pay him. And I get that. I understand that.
If I was Lamar I want to play for the Patriots, I would tweet back and be like, didn't you get two Super Bowls under him? Like, shut up. Yeah. That's what bothers me. It's like, we get it. You didn't like the guy. You seem to have liked him when you were in the parade for two seasons. I just...
My thing with all of this is that Ty Law looks so much better than Asante Samuel, a guy that had his fights with Bill at the negotiating table, eventually left to the Jets and the Chiefs, but had a Hall of Fame career, and now talks about, with hindsight, how he might have handled things, what he would have done, but he's grateful for the opportunity and the coaching he received from Bill. And Asante Samuel, you know what I say about Bill and Brady and all that, but for defensive players, specifically undrafted or late-drafted defensive backs, Bill Belichick has transformed the lives of maybe a half dozen, at least, people, including Asante Samuel. Asante benefited greatly from the tutelage of Bill Belichick, and to be this bitter this long after really doesn't reflect well on him.
Yeah, I get it. People can't get over things. I mean, and clearly he can't get over the fact
But the argument that Bill somehow can't relate to today's younger player, that, you know, he's lost a step when it comes to that, is negated by the fact that Lamar wants to come here and play for him.
That is definitely true. That is definitely true.
As long as you believe Meek Mill.
Which I do. And I don't, like, I've heard so many people, you know, talking about, well, they don't believe Meek Mill. What does Meek Mill gain from texting Robert Kraft that Lamar Jackson wants to play for the Patriots? Like, what does he gain out of that? Nothing at
Everybody's
all.
Everybody's talking about him.
I mean, maybe Robert has a great emoji response game.
He didn't know, I guess, that Robert was going to go public with it.
But even if he goes public, like, what's the game? Like, Meek Mill, everybody knows who Meek Mill is. It's not like the guy needs, you know, Robert Kraft to go public. So we go, oh, who the hell is Meek Mill? Everybody, he's a top-selling hip-hop artist. Like, we know who he is. So it doesn't. It's not like he needs juice or anything like that.
And it's not like Kraft needs juice. That they're friends. We all know that they're friends.
Yeah. So there's no purpose.
It was just done for Bill. I'm sorry, for Robert to embarrass and, you know, publicly humiliate his head coach. What else would be the reason to divulge that information?
Okay, so that I agree with. That I completely agree with. But is it true that Lamar wants to come to the Patriots? Yes. And is it true that Robert did it to maybe embarrass Bill? That I agree with. So, but I do believe.
But
that,
what does he gain from embarrassing Bill? I mean,
I don't know what.
Unless it's just, is it a clapback on the, you know, 26th, 27th in spending comment? Is that like. I
don't know why, but it is, and Curtis is right. It's a huge, because we talked about this before we kind of talked to Milbury. What happens if New England does not make the playoffs this year? Lamar's going to go somewhere, and he's going to play well, right? What are people going to say locally, nationally? Bill has already been embarrassed by Robert saying, oh, it's up to Bill. So if Bill doesn't pursue Lamar, or if that doesn't happen, we're instantly going to blame Belichick.
If they don't make the playoffs.
And if they don't make the playoffs. So we're going to blame Bill. They didn't make the playoffs. We're going to go, well, why didn't you sign Lamar Jackson? Your owner said you could do it. Look what he's doing. That's the dumbest move you could have made other than letting Brady go. Wouldn't this be, if this is true, you know, emergency top five, wouldn't you throw this into Bill's dumbest mistakes or decisions that he's made?
Yeah, I mean, we know what's number one, right? Curtis is going to say Malcolm Butler, but...
See, I would say letting Brady go.
You would say letting Brady go?
Yeah. But did he let Brady go, or was it Kraft? Yes, That's why it goes back to Kraft putting Bill in a terrible situation.
But in the eyes
again.
Of Bobby Copperfield.
Yeah, but in the eyes of everybody, Courtney.
I mean, Matt Patricia's up there.
Matt Patricia's definitely up there. That's why I said emergency top five. Yeah. But in the eyes of everybody, Courtney and Greg, who do you think people feel like Brady didn't come back was?
Bill.
Because right. So that is a decision that I think, based on what everybody tells us, is your worst mistake. And then then we can argue whether it's Butler, Patricia.
I would say the worst decision was Kraft listening to Bill say Brady was expendable. The second worst decision was Patricia and Judge. Third would be Butler.
Right.
And because Patricia and Judge wasn't once. It was an entire season.
Right. But then you add Lamar into that if you don't make the playoffs. And that's why I said your owner, the guy that's supposed to have your back, threw this giant grenade on your lap and you were looking the other way, and now all of a sudden it blows up on you. People are going to be like, they're going to be crucifying Bill if they don't make the playoffs and they have a chance.
But they should be crucifying Bill and Robert, because it's clear to me that Robert, it's not all Bill when it comes to making the money decisions. It's not.
So then why would you say that? You asked the perfect question.
Because you said he was a magician. He's trying to spin it all on Bill.
And right. That I agree with
Houdini.
You. That I completely agree with you. Because you asked this question, and it's perfect. Why do you want to embarrass your head coach by saying, well, if Bill wants Lamar, he can have him?
But here's the issue. Lamar helped everything. Ticket sales.
Right.
Buzz. Interest. The team on the field, elevating players around him. He immediately makes you a contender. Why have they so drastically changed what they expect from their football team in such a short amount of time? Like, it's inexcusable for them not to be in on Lamar Jackson.
Right. And if it doesn't happen, and we played the Dan Orlowski audio, why would Bill want to come back and coach for a guy who embarrassed him like that publicly and who might have people thinking, this is one of my top five mistakes that I made?
With a quarterback he doesn't like.
Right. With a quarterback that, you know, at least he's not committed to this guy. And Robert has basically put this, he's going to put this on Bill if things don't work out.
Yeah. It's weird.
It don't make sense. Like,
no, it doesn't.
It's just mind-blowing to me that you know, the guy that you sit there and you go, I trust him, I agree with the decisions that he made for my organization for 25 years, but if he wants Lamar, It's up to him.
But I still have so much hope because you heard Dan Campbell was talking about Lamar Jackson. Somebody asked him, like, are you in on Lamar? He's like, no, we've got a quarterback. I don't want anything to do with Lamar. We've got our quarterback and Jared. It's like, what? So that means that there are other teams that are flat out saying, no, we have the guy that we want. We have our quarterback. The Patriots are not one of those teams.
The guy, the quarterback himself said, I want to be a Patriot. So he's probably willing to take maybe a little bit less than what the market has to offer. Why are you not saying, hey, let's throw a number at him and see if we can get this done? It's just, it's, and then when you have the owner who's like saying, I'm all in on Lamar, it doesn't make sense to me.
All right, we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Sox fell short on opening day, 10-9 to the Orioles was the final from a chilly Fenway Park. Rafael Devers became the first hitter of the regular season to fall victim to the pitch clock. The new rule states that a hitter must be alert to the pitcher with 8 seconds left on the clock. Well, the ump actually didn't call it till 6 seconds were remaining when Devers was looking down, tapping his bat on his feet, but Devers feeling the effects early on that one. The Sox off today. They have the Orioles tomorrow at 4:10. On to some good news. The Bruins hit a franchise record and secured the President's Trophy with a 2-1 overtime win over the Blue Jackets. The Bees' 58th win of the season came with Paas's 53rd goal 41 seconds into overtime. Now, some call the President's Trophy a jinx for the postseason. So how does Jim Montgomery feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, for sure we're going to look at it. But the President's Cup teams have also won the most percentage of the Stanley Cup. So I'm going to look at it that way. I'd rather be President's Cup than second, third, fourth, or fifth because they haven't won the cup as much.
And Tyler Bertuzzi had the goal that tied it up in the second. Linus Ullmark had 25 saves on the night. They now head to Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins tomorrow. Your Boston Celtics, a thrashing in Milwaukee, 140-99, your final. Jason Tatum led the way with 40 points. Jaylen Brown had 30. They welcome the Jazz to town tonight at 7:30. Do you think we can get back-to-back good performances from the Jays tonight, Wiggy?
Well, I really hope that I do see good performances, but I just don't want to see them kind of go out there and play down to their level. But last night has given me the hope that I need. So even if they do play down to the level of the Jazz, I'm just like, okay, we know that they're only getting up for, especially at the end of the season, they're only getting up for the good teams.
Yeah, lower the expectations.
I am.
But they can get, they clearly can get up when they need to get up for a team. Yeah.
So concern level wouldn't be bad if they lost because I'd be like, oh, I know what they can do against Milwaukee. Now I'm just like, let's get to the playoffs. And then my expectations are you get up.
And we all agree that the players probably feel very similar, that they're all saying, let's just get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're at that point.
All right, well, that's what's trending. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 35 degrees, afternoon high of 51. Tomorrow at Fenway Park for Chris Sale's season debut, 61 with rain and wind.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.